everyone. Welcome to our podcast. I am Dr. J, and this is my co-host,
Jody.
So we're excited for this new podcast that we are starting. We've been talking about it for quite some time. We really just want to help people in their faith and in their walk and just in general, in every area of their lives. We've experienced some things. We've gone through some stuff as a family, dad, daughter, just ministry. There's been a lot of things that I guess God allowed so that we can then in turn help others, be a blessing to others.
Exactly that.
So, today is our first one, and we're coming from our new studio, by the way.
Yeah, the setup's actually kind of perfect.
Right?
I was just noticing it. It's just a little corner in our dining area.
Yeah.
So it kind of set itself up for
it. It did. I was thinking about it last night, and I was like,
"Yeah,
pretty cool.
We don't have to move anything around."
Yeah.
So it's perfect.
So we are in North Texas now.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. It happened really fast.
It did.
It happened very fast.
It did. I guess we can start there. I grew up in San Antonio pretty much all my life. And at the end of the year, as is my custom, I usually spend time praying around October, having that we have a ministry in San Antonio and our family's in ministry and the such. I decided, I want to pray, see what next year holds for us. And while in prayer, I just felt I felt the Holy Spirit just kind of confirm or reaffirm or nudge me that our time in San Antonio was done and we needed to move. And that one was kind of scary. I remember kind of throwing it out there to you guys and everybody was just like,
yeah. Yeah, like throughout our lives you would always kind of throw it out there every now and then. You would say something like, do y'all want to move here? Do you want to move to Florida? What do y'all think of this place, that place, anywhere? And every single time growing up, all of my siblings and I were always like, no, we don't want to do that. Just for friends and other reasons, we just didn't want to leave. And that was always our response.
Yeah, always, so I didn't think too much of it. So I just kind of threw it out there, and then Jody, I guess a few weeks later, something like that, you came up to me.
Yeah, it was sometime in December, I think.
Yeah.
It must have been around there.
Yeah, I think it was December.
Yeah.
Right around Geraldine's wedding or right after.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you came up to me and said, Dad, are you really serious about moving? And I said, well, I think that's what God wants. But let's pray. And she was okay because we need to start praying.
Yeah. I was saying if that's the case, then I'll start praying if you're being serious about it. Because before I remember that I had never seriously considered it whenever it was brought up. So the thought occurred to me, wait, is this actually something we should be praying about for the first time ever? So then that's when I went up to you and told you. So, yeah.
And then after that, it was kind of like a snowball effect.
Yeah.
It just went quick. And it's scary. I mean, I have to admit, I remember Mom, my wife was asking me, are you scared? And I told her, I said, no. I said, I'm not scared. I'm terrified. because here I am, some may call it a midlife crisis, but it doesn't seem that way because, midlife crisis, I think, would be the individual.
Yeah.
And this one was like my whole family,
mm-hmm.
All of us. As soon as we started praying, then you and your siblings, all of them, they said, yep.
Yeah, and I think things just started to, they began to be revealed when we started praying about it. And then we all started talking amongst ourselves. And then again continued to just, our eyes were open more and more as we were praying.
What are some of the things that you noticed?
Some of the things I noticed about when we started praying.
Yeah, I guess maybe some things were lining up or being confirmed or affirmed.
Oh, okay, so.
Because, you know, we had the church.
Right, yeah, so yeah. The church, within the church, it just, for me, being like the administrator there, I was looking at the numbers, not to look at people or the church that way as numbers, but the attendance over last year, 2024, mm-hmm. and things like that, and seeing the present situation that we were in, and thinking about all of the different places that we were turned down when we were looking for buildings, things like that. There was one moment last year, reflecting on it, noticing it back in January, was we were about to get that building, yeah. and then the plans were remade and it was going, and then it didn't happen. Yeah. And then we saw a couple other buildings with a couple of partners of our church, and those also fell through. So that was one thing I noticed. And then, like I said, just the attendance for the first time in a very long time that I remember, our most attended services, like Christmas, it had our average attendance.
Right.
But it didn't, you know, on Christmas and Easter, people normally attend church more. So that was another thing I noticed, that and a couple of other minor things. But just things like that, I started thinking, and I was like, oh.
It seems like doors were closing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one was a big one. We had the building pretty much. Everything was done. I talked to the owners. I met with the architect. The drawings were done. The mechanical engineer did all everything. We went back to measure out a few things. And and then I think the day that we were supposed to take it to the city, the owner called and said, oh, no, it's going to be too much, and we can't do it. And I was like, what? So, you know, we said, okay, you know, we'll look for another one. And we found two other places, and neither one of those places just amounted to anything. It just kind of fell through. And I think looking at all of that, what we feel God was telling us kind of confirmed everything.
Yeah, it kind of like coincided with it. So, and I will say also, our reasons for like why we kept going in ministry in San Antonio, it didn't have to do the whole time at all with attendance. Mm-hmm. We were never motivated by attendance. It was just a motivation to continue like serving God and our mm-hmm. determination and efforts there. It wasn't attendance or finding a building or things like that. But it just, we started thinking of those things as we were praying about it.
Yeah. I guess those kind of came up to the forefront.
Yeah.
Money has never been motivation, influence or numbers or anything like that. We just wanted to see people's lives changed and transformed.
Yeah.
You know, we used our home for that.
We put so much into it in San Antonio, and so, again, thinking back on other things that came up, it was like, not even in the last 10 years of Arise Church in San Antonio, mm-hmm. but even thinking back, those yeah. things were coming up and like remembering them too.
Yes, yeah, and it was I would say, a difficult decision. That for me, it felt like when God spoke to Abraham and told him, you know, go, leave your father's house and go to a place that I will show you. And I felt like, man, you know, I'm leaving not just my home, but, but you know, it's kind of like the land where my dad brought us. And that's the only thing I've known. I was in the Navy. I was stationed in Virginia, but it seems like it was a temporary gap and then came back to San Antonio. Like, San Antonio was always home.
Yeah.
And now having to move, you know, we've been through North Texas, DFW, you know, Love Field, you know, but we've never really lived, I guess, in the area, so we don't know the area.
Yeah. We've never lived anywhere besides San Antonio. At least I haven't.
Yeah. No, I mean, you know, and my time in Virginia was military related, so I don't really consider that. And so having to pick up everything, put our house up for sale, and I just, you know, kind of blindly, I guess, you know, by faith, obviously, in our faith, we understand that, but outside of that, not knowing anything, we just kind of came over here and got a realtor, and she was amazing, helping us get this house, and here we are, you know, it's been a month.
Yeah, it's been a month now. It's crazy.
Today's like a month, just about,
Yeah, and I noticed being out here for 1 month, I haven't had like a, what's the word, like a breakdown or anything, like, oh my gosh, the shock of realizing I'm not in a place that I've been my whole life. It hasn't happened. I just feel like there's this sense of like calm being over here. And obviously it could be due in part because a lot of y'all, like we all came up here together. Mm-hmm. Not all of us in our family, but a good amount of us.
Yeah.
So I'm grateful for that too.
Yeah, I mean, I think if anything, that makes it a little easier.
Yeah.
I think like Abraham, you know, he left with his spouse and, you know, and servants and all. Mm-hmm. And I think that made it easier for him. Mm-hmm. For me, obviously, you know, it makes it a little bit easier coming over here. Even though we're still in Texas, driving wise, it's around 5 hours to go back home, you know. And I mean, it's not a bad drive.
Yeah.
But still, it's a whole different environment. It's the weather seems different. The street, everything seems different.
Yeah, it's crazy being in one state, but you travel just a different part of it. How different it is.
Yeah.
But yeah, the weather's been very different. Yeah. I'm not used to that, so still getting used to that.
It's still Texas, you know, and we love Texas. So on that end, it was like, wow, okay, yeah, at least we get to stay in Texas.
Yeah.
Because we know the atmosphere, the Texas atmosphere. Right?
Yeah, and the kinds of people and things like that. But yeah, the community that we live in is nice. Like, it's good. And it seems like it's more walkable,
mm-hmm.
is what I've been telling people. Compared to like where we used to live, like you were saying, the streets and just the way things are built are different here.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because we're still in the same state.
Yeah. So, but you know, so far we've, I guess we do have peace. You know, we're missing Jariah and Chloe, but everyone else is up here already, and they're praying about when to join us. But you know, we have been. God called me into ministry back in 1996. And ever since then, I've been serving God. And when I got married, my wife joined me right away, and we've been in ministry ever since. We started the first church in 1999, so it's been some time. And all we've known as far as ministry and outreach and all that has all been in the setting of San Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and all of you grew up, you know, attending church, going to church and going with us. And, you know, that's the only thing you guys have known. So how's that, you know, now transferring up here?
Yeah. So we're in a different season of our lives right now. Like you said, it's different than something we've ever experienced before. It's unprecedented times for us. So the first week or so that we were out here, I had a hard time with that because I was always thinking I need to be like serving in my church, the church that I like grew up in, and it's every single Sunday, like no matter what. That's just what I had in my mind. And so being up here, you know, we're waiting and seeing what God has for us. It's new, but I'm embracing, like, this aspect of our lives right now. Like Jared was telling me, she gave me advice the third week that we were out here, and just saying, like, right now, for some reason, God has us in this waiting season, waiting to see what he wants us to do up here. And there's still a lot to be learned in this time, even though it doesn't look like the way we're used to ministry looking like. Right now, it's not looking that way, and that's okay. We figure out what we need to be learning right now, and we stay present, and just accept what God is trying to work on in our individual walks with him right now.
We're having like a small church service Sunday mornings. It takes me kind of back to when my wife and I started, you know, back in 99. It was just mom and me. And I remember she would play the cassette and sing along. And then I would come up and preach. And then we had two people. And then when they didn't show up, it was just me and mom. Mm-hmm. And at least this time around, it's not just me and mom. Mm-hmm. We have you, Judah, Seb, Geraldine, and mom. Mm-hmm. And then we have Brenda, you know, she, one of our partners, we Zoom with her, you know, for our service. And right now we just continue to do that, praying for more clarity. As you know, we know we're up here for ministry, but not anything in particular.
Yeah.
So I think that's what you were like alluding to, is like,
yeah, I mean, we just moved up here and we didn't know exactly what God had in mind for each of us individually, so we're just waiting on that and seeing. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, going and visiting other places on Sunday mornings, mm-hmm. too, just seeing, like, what does God want us to be doing right now? And so, yeah, it's different experience.
I don't know anyone in the area. In San Antonio, you know, I had my life as a backdrop. Right here, I have nothing. So we visited a couple of churches, and I have an opportunity to meet with one of the pastors. And so I'm really looking forward to that, because that'll kind of help me. You know, like when Paul was ministering, he said, you know, how some of the ministers gave him the right hand of fellowship. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm an outsider, although I'm from Texas. I'm an outsider here in North Texas, and it seems like I'm in that position right now where Paul is. You know, I'm just looking for the right hand of fellowship. You know, I'm not looking to take anyone or do anything. I just want to come along and see what God is doing here and what he wants us as a family and ministry to do in the area.
Yeah, and I think it's great to go and reach out to other people that mm-hmm. are on a similar level to you. As a pastor and, who has good insights and thoughts and things like that, it's really good because you have someone that can just give you some
advice.
Yeah, some advice, some fellowship. And yes. I think in San Antonio, I didn't see that with too many pastors in San Antonio. Mm-hmm. You had many that you that were your friends that were from different states. I do remember a couple that were in San Antonio, though.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think it's good, like you said, just in the area, see what's going on here. Like,
yes.
Not to take anyone's place, but literally just for fellowship. That's yeah. it.
And just to come alongside and see what we can do to further the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now, along with all of that, you know, that's just kind of like the ministry side of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but we had the family. We just found out, you know, that I'm going to be a grandpa. you're going to be a tia.
Yeah.
And so we're very excited about that. But, you know, that aspect of the family is still in San Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
And now add to that, you know, selling the house over there, getting a rental up here, And then you and Judah are in your master's.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it doesn't seem like much, but man, it can take a toll.
Oh yeah, especially all of those things combined. Mm-hmm. When we were, for like a good month or maybe more, packing things and not only putting them in boxes, but then going taking them to our storage back home. That was right by our neighborhood back home, or back in San Antonio. And then taking that and bringing all that up here for the first round of moving. And we're still living in San Antonio, but half of our stuff is up here.
Yeah.
And then we have to actually move over here and then actually unload everything, go back to our old storage over here. It was the whole thing. Yeah. And then, like you said, all the things going on in our personal lives, Dry and Chloe having a baby, and then being in school, and then trying to find a job, like all these things. Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah, it really has been a faith response.
Yeah, and that's exactly a very simple way to describe it. In the way I think of it sometimes, like people that are seeing, like friends or anyone that I know in my life that sees what's going on through social media or something, they probably think like we're crazy. Because I mean, like on worldly standards, we are like operating in crazy movements, crazy decisions. And so that's what I think a lot. I'm like, oh, what is my friend from like high school? I just told them like everything that happened. They literally probably think like we're all crazy.
Yeah.
But that's exactly what it is. Faith can seem crazy to so many people.
And it seems like a lot of, we know all of your friends, you know, the Judas, Jariah, Geraldine, you know, all of y'all pretty much had a group of friends there from the community and the schools and stuff. And it seems like all of them finding out are like, what? You know, it kind of like a shock, initial shock, but then they think about it and say, well, it kind of makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly that. Or they're like shocked and they're like, okay, like, good for you. Like, great.
Yeah, it's like they know our family and they're like, okay, if anyone's going to do it, it's going to be you guys.
Yes. That was with one of my longtime friends now from middle school. And she was like, oh, like you guys, y'all's faith is so, I forgot what she said, but it was just something about the faith that we have is like, it's different because we're doing these things and going and doing them in faith. So.
Yeah, so, you know, if you're watching us, you know, pray for us. we know God's got us. You know, that's not ever a doubt. The human side of this is, you know, sometimes we just, you know, a doubt will come in, and it's just like in any act of faith or anything that you do trying to honor God or serve God, you know, there's always going to be doubt that comes in. Even when Jesus was in the desert, in the wilderness, you know, the enemy came trying to tell him, you know, if you're the Son of God. Well, I mean, Jesus knows who he is. But the enemy always comes in with those questions to bring doubt. And, you know, so we're here and we're not immune to any of that. Our faith gets attacked. But, you know, pray for us. We know that God brought us here and we're going to see it through. Mm-hmm. I mean, I always say, you know, we don't do things because they're easy. Mm-hmm. We do things because they're difficult, they're challenging, they're hard. And that's really where God has us right now. And, you know, as we continue with this with this podcast, you know, it's going to be more just to help you. You know, our purpose remains, you know, we want to develop authentic faith. And we believe that this authentic faith produces real transformation. And what I mean by real transformation is transformation that lasts. It's not a temporary thing. It's not something that that you feel for a few days or a few months, but it's something that transforms every aspect of your life inside and out. And that's what we want. We want to be able to help you develop that faith that we call authentic, where we reach the Bible, where we read the Bible, where we live or try to live by the Bible. This is not at all a call to perfection, because, you know, on this side of eternity, I don't think any of us will ever reach it. I know none of us will ever reach it. You know, it's impossible. You know, even Paul himself said, I do the things that I don't want to do. And the things that I do want to do, those things I don't do. I'm a wretched man. So we are in a fallen world, but that does not mean that we should cave in and give up and do, you know, whatever is easy. We can do what God has called us to do and bring honor and glory to his name. And that's what we want to do. We want to do that through this podcast, and pray that through this podcast we'll be able to reach others and maybe build the ministry in that sense. That, you know, who knows? You know, right now we're just taking steps of faith.
Yeah.
So, you know, and Jody's been on me to do this for quite some time. And
yeah, I forgot. Well, we forgot to say that this has been in the works for a long time now.
Yes,
actually,
yes.
We tried, or we were talking about it, and we're trying to do it 2 years ago now.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but even before that, it's just been talked about for a couple of years.
Yes.
So, yeah, but it wasn't just on you. I was, like, for me, you know, it's always, it can be in the back of your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm thinking, okay, well, we just gotta just do it.
Yeah, and what better way to start than from a new place?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a more setup.
Yeah, so now we're forced to kind of, like, everything's new.
Yeah.
Everything's a fresh start, you know. So tell your friends about it. Renewed Mind podcast with Dr. J and Jody.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be able to put it on YouTube, I believe. It's
yeah.
going to be on YouTube, and we'll have a website for it, renewedmind.us, I believe it is. But we'll be putting it out on our socials and stuff. So invite others to watch us, and if you have any comments or questions, we'd be glad to answer them and kind of maybe direct our programming.
Yeah.
You know, because ultimately what we want to do is we want to help you, you our viewer, you our listener, to become all that God wants you to be. So I think for now, this is a good place to tell you that we will be back next week.
Yeah, we can actually say that. Yeah.
And so we're excited. So thank you so much for joining us today. Share this feed with others. Let them know what we're doing. And any support that you can send our way will be greatly appreciated in every form, prayer, promotion, marketing. Even donations, anything that you can do will be greatly appreciated. This is going to allow us to reach people for Jesus, and we thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, until we meet again, we'll see you guys next week. At least once a week, we're going to be doing this.
Mm-hmm.
But for now, I am your host, Dr. J, and this is my beautiful, beautiful, beautiful co-host,
Jody. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.